with that breaking news overnight. The New York Times revealing that Hillary Clinton used only a private email account, not a government account, as Secretary of State. Let's go straight to John Carl at the White House. And John, the Clinton team says she preserved and turned over all the emails required by law, but this report does raise questions about security and transparency.
It sure does, George, and it will also likely become a big issue in the upcoming presidential campaign.
This morning, Hillary Clinton is in the hot seat after bombshell revelations first reported by the New York Times overnight. The Times reports Clinton exclusively used a personal email account to conduct government business as Secretary of State, noting she didn't even have a government email address during her four-year tenure. State Department officials confirm this is true.
It is very unusual for a high-level official to solely use a private email account to transact government business.
I, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
That raises serious issues. For one, federal law requires that all official communications, including email, must be preserved by the government to allow future access for historians, journalists, and for Congress. The Times reports the emails first came to light as a result of a special congressional committee investigating the 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Overnight, the State Department told ABC News Clinton did hand over tens of thousands of emails at their request late last year. But the Times reports Clinton's advisors reviewed those emails first, picking and choosing which ones to send. And legality isn't the only issue. There's also security. Was Clinton's private email account encrypted against possible security breaches? Overnight, Jeb Bush tweeted, quote, "Transparency matters. Unclassified Hillary Clinton emails should be released."
In response to the Times story, a Clinton spokesperson said that she abided by both the letter and spirit of the law. And George, while her emails were not preserved at the time by the government, the spokesperson said that Mrs. Clinton preserved her own emails. And when asked, years after she left the State Department, she did turn over those emails.
Okay, meantime, also in Washington, John, of course, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking to Congress today, that showdown with President Obama. And ahead of that, both the president and the prime minister trying to say, hey, this is not personal. The U.S.-Israel relationship is strong. We just disagree over this Iran nuclear deal.
Yeah, this has gotten real hot, so both sides are trying to turn the temperature down, saying, look, Israel and the United States remain the closest of allies. But, George, as you know, there still is a huge fundamental disagreement between Bibi Netanyahu and the president on that Iran nuclear deal.